Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messin, and today is Wednesday, baby. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. Yes, indeed. Well, we got a heat wave going on. I am telling you all of 37 degrees on today. That is a heat wave for the Windy City. Can I tell you up in here? Listen. I got it going on today. Independent artist Prince Mark Jacob. Listen, he is the hero and he is the man, the man, the man. Listen. It is December 28, 2022, 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum, GubbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gubba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gubba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gubba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gubba Rum is Steve Gum. Check the door and keep on walking. You know, every time I think about Steve Gum, y'all know what? I think about Minnie Pearl. Y'all remember Minnie Pearl from Hee Haw? I am telling you what's the truth. Because listen, there was nobody else like Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl was one in a million. So listen, every time I think about Steve Gum, I think about Minnie Pearl. Y'all probably wonder, why in the world are you thinking about Minnie Pearl when you think about Steve Gum? Because you know what? Minnie Pearl had her thing going on. She had her little swag going on back then. She was the bomb. She had on her hat with all the little price tags going all around. So listen. Steve Gum is the same, but he got his thing going on. He's a retired man, but listen, he got his own business with his Gumba Rum, baby. Sip, pow. Listen, I got a show for y'all on tonight. It is independent artist Prince Mark Jacob. Listen, before I get into music, I want y'all to do me a little favor. While y'all on Facebook, y'all know y'all Facebook all on. Listen, y'all on Facebook all day long, morning, lunch, and dinner. Some of y'all be on there at midnight. I know because I be looking and checking it out. Listen, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what you going to do for me on today up in here? Bring me the peanut butter and jelly. Bring me some peanut butter and jelly. Engineer, bring the peanut butter and jelly. Come on with it, baby. Hey. better come on up in here. You better come on up in here. I am telling you. Listen, y'all, before I get into the music. Y'all know I done seen something really, really wild. Oh, yes, indeed. Y'all see the headline, husband catches wife cheating through baby monitor while he's at work. Listen, see, this is the thing about cheating. You know, everybody needs a little extra. That is what's going on. Listen, we in the day and time, we living in the extra. Everybody got to have an extra man. They got to have an extra woman. You know what I'm saying. They got to have some extra children. Well, you probably saying, well, what they need some extra children for? Did y'all not know people is really getting real sharp with these scams and everything? Listen. They out here having extra children because, listen, it makes their check bigger. You know what I mean? Listen, you can go down to the public aid office and say you got 10 children, but really you only got 5. So, listen, I don't know how they put it together and how they work it. Well, honey, let me tell you something. They do it. Let me tell you. Now, listen, husband catches wife cheating through baby monitor while at work. Now, listen, this lady had her a little extra going on. Not only was the wife cheating, she was cheating with her co-worker and wife. Didn't y'all learn anything from the news about the two that was having an affair? Now, oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, now the thing about cheating these days, you got to be really smooth, really careful. Now, listen, I am not saying that it's okay to cheat. I don't like cheaters, okay? You hear me up in here? But the thing about cheating, you don't know what kind of device your mate got, your spouse got, or your boyfriend or fiance or whatever. Listen. The husband had the baby monitor on his smartphone. Do you hear me up in here? And it's easy these days. They got all kinds of stuff that's tapping to your phone, tapping to your computer, tapping to your email. So what he did, he had the baby monitor on his cell phone. He was able to see his wife, right? The wife is at home cheating and whatnot with a coworker, and the husband is watching through his cell phone through the monitor. How slick is that? That is really, really slick. Well, listen. He gets so mad. The husband gets so mad. He goes and he approaches them. You hear what I'm saying up in here? He approaches the two with a knife. Now, listen, he's going to hurt this man with a butcher knife. Oh, my God. So, listen, the husband, of course, was enraged and all like that. So, listen, do yourself a favor, people. Stay single. Why do you want to get married if you want to have the extra? You listen. Only banana splits come with 3 flavors. You know, the vanilla, the chocolate, the strawberry. Listen, marriage doesn't come like that. Marriage comes with one. One husband, one wife, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So listen, marriage is not a banana split. You don't get to have your husband or your wife and then 2 more on the side. So look, marriage ain't no banana split, right? And marriage is not a Sunday. You know how the Sunday comes with all the trimmings. No, baby. And marriage is not a hot dog with all the trimmings. So listen, when you're married, you have your husband or your wife. That's it. All right? So when you take your vows, that is it. You don't come with the trimmings, okay? So listen, if you want your trimmings, you got to go somewhere else, right? So just stay single. Stay single, people. Stay single. Oh, my God. Listen. Let me get into this music up in here. Y'all know when mama gets on a rant, I get on a rant and a tear. Listen, you guys know I love to entertain. You know I like to entertain. So listen, when mama gets on a rant, everybody needs to clear the room, clear the building. Just clear the building. Clear the building when there is a rant going on. Listen. Thank God I'm not like that in real life, people. I don't go around, you know, having a rant on people. This is for entertainment purposes only. So listen, Sammy. Let me say this real quick. And then I'm going to get to the music with artist Mark Jacob. Old Sammy was on the show. I love me some Old Sammy. He was on the show, and he did an interview some time ago. And he says, I am telling you, when you're on with fierce female, it is a wild ride. He says, she is a wild ride. I am telling you. He still laughs. He laughs about it. So listen, I love to have a good time. I cannot stand bad apples. Nobody wants a bad apple in the room. I can't stand bad apples and bad energy. Y'all know what? A bad energy and bad spirit and bad attitude is just like a really bad fart, right? Fart comes in all different levels. You got the silent fart that you don't smell and there's no odor. And then you got the really hellacious farts when a person farts and it really just stinks up the whole room. Now, listen, that's a really bad apple. You don't want that in the room with you. Listen, a bad attitude and a bad personality is like a really ranted bad fart. It clears the room. So, listen, I am telling you what's the truth. Listen, If you're going to be a fart, be a silent fart with not, you know, without clearing the room. Because, listen, you got some farts that come out and nobody knows that you're farting. But, listen, the kind that's really ranted and bad, oh, my God, you don't want to be like that. So, listen, clean up your energy, clean up your spirit, clean up your personality and everything, and everything will be cool. Listen, independent artist Mark Jacob, listen, this man is really, really cool. He is on fire. He is sending out positive messages all over the place. Listen, he's really a superhero. Listen, let me tell you something. I get all kind of ideas when it comes to independent artist Mark Jacob. He needs to have a coloring book. I was looking at his cover art for his music, and I was like, you know, he could have a coloring book. I don't tell him, listen up in here. Listen, Mark. Mark, listen, you're really young, but anyone can be a millionaire at any age. I love me some Candy Burgers. I mean, let me tell you the story real quick. I'm going to play a song. I love me some Candy Burgers. You know why? Because, okay, her and Todd, now I don't know what they're doing right now because I don't keep up with them anymore. But listen, I ain't got time to keep up with them people. But listen, when she had her baby, her and Todd had the baby, and Candace, this is what I love about high-profile and leaders, thinking leaders that think forward like Candy. She set up her baby for what? A legacy. She set him up when he was a child with his own business, and he wasn't even walking or talking yet. That's what she did. That's what you do. That's what you do. So listen, Mark, I said all of that to say this, honey. You can have your own cartoon. You know, you can have your own coloring book because you're so likable. Spirit is so likable. You're putting out that positive energy. Listen, you can do your coloring book, and you can have your own person. You already got your cover art. It's so phenomenal. It's so great. So listen, you got your coloring book. You got your cartoon. There is a lot that you can do, honey. Listen, and you got a strong team behind you. And I am telling you, honey, you're so positive. There will be a great video game. Listen, honey, if you're trying to find out how to do it, listen, there's a lot of people that's around that will help you get it going. Video game. Yep, video game. Prince Mark Jacob. A video game called Prince Mark. You better hear me up in here. Listen, there's a lot of different word games to help people to improve it, whatever they need to improve it. And listen, you're sending out a message about staying in school. Why not help children with great video games with a positive message, right, with word games and having your icon on there? And you know something, honey? Even the Bitcoin. You would make a great Bitcoin. I am telling you what's the trope. Listen, honey. It is billionaire status for you, baby, because you're starting out young. But listen, the sky is the limit for you. Billionaire status. Why not? You know, we got to speak positive affirmations over individuals. You know, when you see somebody that's doing a great thing, a good thing, a positive thing, speak positive affirmations. What? It's all about positive. And remember the other day I told you guys what positive means? It means to exercise positive thinking. And so I have a book called Positive, Exercising Positive Thinking, and I would try to implement that and do it every single day. So listen, I got a great song by him. It's called Stay in School. And listen, some of y'all that dropped out of school, you need to get back in school, okay? And so that means to get back in school. Listen, if you drop out, you can drop right on back in. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this is Stay in School.
You wanna be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you wanna be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you wanna be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you wanna be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. Go to bed early, don't wake up late. Eat everything on your breakfast plate. Missing the bus is what I hate. On way to school, a party for the smarties. Hurry up, driver, I can't be marked tardy. Tick tock, tick tick tock. Stay in school. Be like me and stay drug free. Teach you call your name
I'm telling you what's the truth. That music is a banging bad. Listen, I'm an old fart. I'm 60 years old. I'm pushing 60. You know, 2023, I'll be pushing 60. And I'm telling y'all, I am so determined to go into 2023 triple threat status. You guys know what? See, listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all how this works. And a triple threat dropped in my spirit because when I was at the clinic, I was at the doctor. And it is okay for someone to be in a conversation with someone and they say something and you latch your hold to what they're saying. And so this is how it came into my spirit, because I was at the clinic. I was at the doctor a couple of weeks ago, and my doctor was talking to me because she moved on. She moved on. She's leaving the clinic, and she's going to another place to start up a whole new curriculum. They're having a college of nursing, and she's going to be the head, and she's building the curriculum, and she's doing everything. And she says, well, the person that's taking over for me is called, her nickname is the triple threat. She's a triple threat because she holds down 3 degrees in 3 different arenas when it comes to what she does. So listen, it is okay. And I latched on. She said triple threat, and something just clicked in my spirit. I said, wow, that is really deep and heavy. A triple threat? This lady has 3 degrees and 3 different arenas. And so they call that woman a triple threat. And I'm like, she walks heavy and hard from what they tell me. Listen, you ought to live life where your personality and your personality precedes you, is what I'm saying. So listen, I never even met the lady yet. I have not met her. Don't know anything about her, really. But they told me about her being the triple threat. Guess what? It preceded her. Now, listen, I can't wait to meet her. Don't know her. Don't know when I am going to meet her, because she has over 200 patients. This lady has over 200 patients. Let me tell you something up in here. So listen, whatever you do in life, it should precede you. So listen, whatever you do, it should precede you. It should be positive, of course. Listen, let me tell you something, and then I got to get up on out of here because I'm running out of time. If you notice things that's bad, always precede the person. You've heard about it, about the person's story, and you don't want to be around that person because you're like, oh, I done heard about them. They got a really bad personality. They got a bad reputation. So listen, your reputation ought to be first. Listen, I am telling you, and listen, in the spirit world, in the spirit realm, your reputation goes first. So listen, you could be sitting at your house and you can have an appointment into next week. This is so real. I want y'all to latch on this. Latch on to this right here. You could be sitting at home and you have an appointment for next week. You haven't gotten to your appointment because next week haven't got there. But guess what? Your reputation of who you are and the anointing that's on your life will precede you before you even get to that appointment. Guess what? The anointing is just that thick. The anointing is a triple threat. Ooh, the kingdom of Satan. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, God, I can't help but. Well, you know, when you got to preach in, you can't help but to preach. So listen, be a triple threat in 2023. Whatever you are doing, knock down the doors. Don't let Satan stop you. Be a triple threat. Listen, because we got the Father, we got the Son, we got Jesus Christ, and we got the anointing. We got the blood. Listen, we are a triple threat to the King. Look, we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't fear, because, listen, God goes before us, right? Then that's the real triple threat, because the Father goes before us. Jesus Christ goes before us. The anointing goes before us. It's a triple threat. So whatever you got going, if you got an appointment, if you got an interview, you ain't even got to work. But guess what? God done already set you up, because he's been there even before you get in the room. All right, now I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stout cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later. He's the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up. Fear. Fear.